That's terrible.
Have you seen him around?
No, I'm glad I haven't. But I do wish him the best. I want the best for him. I'm not mad to where I say, oh, I wish he would die. I wish horrible things. No, I'm not that type of person.
Well,
I want the best. I want the best for him.
Let's be honest.
And I hope that he...
If he died...
I am being honest.
If he died, we're not about to be crying over him because he's bullshitting. He should have been.
Oh, no.
Did right by you.
Yeah, he should have, but I'm not. You know what? I don't know if I'll cry or not. Because I can't say that me and my ex, we did have good times. So I don't know if I will cry or not, but I wish the best for him. I hope he's happy. And, yeah, I hope the woman that he's with is also happy.
Fuck both of them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them and feed them beans.
That's where I'm at with.
I can't say spirits
of forgiveness.
Janelle
Timmons.
Hi, Janelle. She's watching. Who else is watching? We just started our live again.
Yeah, we just started the live again. The show's about to start. I am
to the Nate
Jackson
Radio Show.
I'm messing with the audio a little bit to make sure that it's synced up. Patricia, thank you for calling in. I gotta sync this audio up, and then we're gonna
Hey,
I got a feeling you're gonna want to call in a little bit once we get our topics rolling. And thank you.
I'm glad I called. Like I said, I'm a big fan. I want the best for you. I follow you on Instagram. I pray that God blesses you in your career and keep it up.
Thank you.
Follow me too at Official Tangerine.
Look at God.
Look at God.
I surely will.
Thank you so much.
Toodaloo.
Okay.
It's hard to get off.
Queen, I followed you. Thank you, LP.
I don't know how to, I just got to, like, do this or something. Your fucking thing. Oh, okay, so it's not too far off. Let's do this. Advanced properties. Sync offset. Let's go 1,000. 1,000. I don't know how many milliseconds that is, but.
Are you guys coming to Charlotte anytime? I usually go to Charlotte every December.
That's pretty close. God damn. Tangerine.
God damn.
Oh, it's so close.
He's trying to sync the sound with the audio. Yeah, I usually go to Charlotte every December to see. Hold on.
Okay.
So, should I get out of this one and get into another one?
No, it's all the same thing over and over again.
Oh, okay. But, it's close? Or it is?
It's
it?
Almost on.
But I don't know when I'll be back to Charlotte. Is that where you live, LP? I like it down there. I did a movie in Wilmington. I don't know. I think that was, 2 hours from Charlotte? I did the movie Love for Sale with, who was in that movie? Maya, Grammy Award winning singer Maya, Angel Conwell, Big Daddy Kane, Jackie Long, Jason Weaver. There was a bunch of us. We had a ball. Melissa Ford. So we shot that. We spent a month in Wilmington. And it was a lot of fun. It's a college town. But Charlotte, born and raised, okay. I have family in North Wilkesboro and in Hickory and Lenoir.
Golly, it's almost there.
But I visit Charlotte to see my in-law side of the family. I was in the middle of sending a comment on Instagram.
1,500 millisecond delay. That's what I want.
You ever get to California, LP? Hey, guys. Hey, Queen Patty. Be blessed. Never been to Cali? You would love it out here. It's very fast-paced. There's a lot of traffic, so be prepared for that. It's nothing like Charlotte. Afraid to fly. Oh, that'll do it.
So be prepared for that.
Hold on, you guys. Did you clap?
Go ahead, clap.
Oh. Pretty on. That's how you feel about me and my little table tripod. All
right.
Your stuff is working. Just move my stuff.
Hilarious. Okay, so I got it. And
Puppy Cam.
For shits and giggles, I'm going to write down.
You got to write it down, what you got it on, because you're very close. It's almost exact. But you're not going to keep this paper, so you need to type it in your phone somewhere, too. That paper will be trash tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll save it in my phone after this. For now, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. We appreciate your patience. I'm going to start this thing up here. This is exciting stuff. It's episode 68. A lot of stuff's been going on. We might have another sponsor of the show. I've been working on talking to and really just taking calls because this person expressed interest, and I just wanted to make sure that it's done right. Because you know, when you do a sponsorship, they want stuff in return, and you got to make sure you're not selling your soul. Yeah, and so it's going to be a thin line to walk because it's a weed company.
Where's my weed smokers out there?
Ow.
Not me.
Smoke weed?
Hi, Tandrine. I know you from Speedy's Comedy Corner. Hey, Vimana.
I just started doing
Sky.
Edibles.
Hi. Oh, is that right, Nate?
Yeah, I did a show in Bremerton, Washington, and one of the sponsors of the show was this weed company. And so they gave me a whole bunch of edibles. And so I tried a couple of them. Since then, and I think maybe I should eat half of one because, you know, you could be real, real high if you don't know what you're doing.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I do not do the smoking thing. I don't drink any alcohol, but the only time that I've ever been intoxicated was from an edible chocolate chip cookie with marijuana-infused butter. I had it because I was hungry. I was on an empty stomach. It was a really big cookie. I ate the whole thing. Didn't think anything would happen. I was like, it's marijuana infused butter. This is before edibles got popular. My friend made it in his house. So I was like, this isn't going to do anything to me. I was high for probably a day and a half. A day and a half, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't know what it was to be high because it wasn't something that I strove for every day like my friends. So it was scary. And funny, and I had a really high voice like Minnie Mouse, and I was cracking jokes, and my arms were tingling.
Oh, shit, you had the tingly arms. See, the thing for me is, when I be ready to be done being high, I be ready to be done being high.
Oh, you get high often, so you know what it's like to be ready to be done?
No, I had it twice. Like, okay. And each day was a different day of I didn't get shit done. And but I slept good, and I really needed some rest. So that's why I tried it. Like, let me try something to help me get my butt straight into this bed. And it worked out.
Oh, good. Queen Patty Be Blessed says, I like your hat, Nate.
Oh, thank you very much, Queen Patty Be Blessed. I like your hat, too. Are you wearing one?
Tell her you like her screen name. Queen Patty Be Blessed is a cool name.
Patty gonna be blessed. That was who just called, Patricia. We're talking about
Oh, you know
and God.
Her.
I'm just putting it together.
Yeah, when we were off air.
That might not be her, but I'm guessing. Patricia.
Someone named Patricia from San Bernardino called in when we were trying to fix the sound.
Yeah, Patricia.
Talk to us.
Patricia.
Queen Patty.
Saving herself for the Lord.
Be blessed. Yeah, you're probably right.
Wanted to be treated like a queen.
Like you're smarter than me, Nate. You're absolutely right.
I'm not smarter than you.
You are smarter than me.
All right, I am.
My Q dog says LOL.
Say but you want to keep on pushing? Fine.
I mean, I know you're not, but it's good to flatter you. It's your show.
Atta girl.
The girl. I read the 48 Laws of Power. So are we starting the show or am I just small talking until you do all this extra stuff that you're doing?
I don't know if that's shade or not.
No, I mean, I don't know if I should start introducing who we are, what we're going to talk about. Are we?
Well,
am I just waiting?
It's going to start in
number one Scorpio says, "Hey Tangerine, hey Nate, hey."
Welcome to the Nate Jackson Radio Show. Today's show is starting right now.
Pow.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
God damn. Can you mean?
That's right, people. It's the Nate Jackson Radio Show. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson on the gram and all of that. You can see my name right here under me, or over here. Anyway, so my co-host is the beautiful, talented, entertainment industry Swiss Army knife, Tangerine. That's Tangerine pronounced like this. Tangerine.
Ooh. You slowed it down this week. I appreciate that romance of my name. What's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show, co-hosted by me, Tangerine. We have a lot of stuff we want to talk to you about today.
And I got sound effects.
And he's got sound effects for all of them. So we've been playing with this equipment. He's so technically advanced now. He's learned so much, and I've enjoyed taking this journey with you, Nathaniel.
Well, I'm so glad that you were willing to come on this journey with me. I just want to say shout out to Jamaro Kindred. He's the one that said, hey, you need to do your show this way. You need to be streaming live. Here's what you got to buy. I went all the way out to Irvine, saw his setup, bought a bunch of stuff, and now we finally got it. We got overlays on the screen. We got a lot of little things going on. You can see our names and things that should have been on the screen some time ago. You can see Tangerine when she does something. I got one button I click. Boom, she's on the screen drinking tea.
And what's the name of this camera angle?
This camera angle is called the puppy cam. And the reason why it's a puppy cam is because there are pound puppies on her screen. Okay?
One of the viewers called them puppies one day and said, she's got her puppies out. So now he calls this the puppy cam.
In short, she got some big ass titties.
I don't. It's just a good bra.
No, if you go titty for titty with like a big titty bitch, like you don't. But if you go titty for titty by somebody with the same like height, weight, mass.
Yeah, I'm proportioned.
Your titties are bigger titties.
Okay.
Girls your size just be having nipples. And that's it. They just have areola nipples. And you wouldn't even know if that was a titty if there wasn't some color on it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and they be having them long-ass pencil eraser nipples and shit. But Tangerine got actual boobs. And the people noticed, these are like sister boobs to me. So they do nothing for me. But these niggas were like, bruh, we need to see the puppies better. So there's now an official puppy cam. And she likes to flick her hair off of them so you can see them.
Brandon Slaughter says, got a whole heap of titties. Thank you, Brandon Slaughter.
she got a heap of titties.
Mikey says it was him that called them puppies. So
Mikey Hammer, shout out to you. Yeah. You already know what it is. I want you to get your credit where your credit is due.
Exactly.
There's a whistle. That's just for you having credit.
He also says, why dog look like a Thanos meme?
Who, me?
Gotta be you dog.
Oh, okay. Well, let me keep up with the comments, too, so I can clown back. They want to know how you feel about the married life. Pretty sure we're not about to do that shit.
Yeah, I skipped over that one.
I'll let you do this. But you can't. If they're going to roast me, I need...
But it was the person you were talking to. That's why I told you. My Q
said,
why dog look like a Thanos meme? LMAO.
Where?
4:46 p.m.
We in this bitch.
Yeah, that comment.
Why dog look like a... Listen.
Now that you read it, now you can address it. You don't trust that I can read
can
it to
I
you?
Can I just buy time? Is that okay? Can I small talk until I'm ready to say?
Okay, what you got for my cue?
Man, nothing. Because of how you did me. I come on here to do a show, right? I come on here. I put all this time and effort and money and shit into this to try and bring y'all a show. And that's what I get. I get called a goddamn Thanos meme. A nigga with some ball lines on his chin. You have the audacity to call me up. You ain't my chat. Mike Q Hammer. I gave you your credit.
Ooh.
A Thanos meme? A purple nigga who looks like a big ass monkey. I look like a purple monkey to you, nigga?
You the bros.
Huh? Do I look like a curious Barney? Do I look like Pebbles? The friend. Anyway, it's all good. So, we about to actually do this thing. I have this thing I want to do at the top of the show. I don't know what we're going to call it, but it's just what's on my mind. What's on my mind today is I've been watching a whole bunch of news. I've been paying attention to what's happening out here in these news streets, and it's a lot of shit happening.
What's on your mind, Nate?
It's okay. I've been watching the news. And when I watch the news, no matter what channel I look at, I'm seeing that right now, 2018 might be the end of the world. Mm. The reason I say that is because we got more carbon dioxide, like, right now, higher levels than we've ever had in 800,000 years.
I did not expect you to go there after
that
lead up.
That's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going. We got volcanoes in Hawaii when white people standing 10 feet away from them, and it's going slow enough that they're like, please stop, and it's just melting their property and their values.
Yeah.
North Korea and South Korea are shaking hands at the border. These niggas are friends. If we go to war with North Korea and South Korea with all these Koreans in America, they're all South Koreans. Now they the enemy too. What are we going to do with the end of the world? Oh, my God.
And we're going to have tent up all the Koreans, right?
Yeah, they got internment camps for the Japanese after World War, after they bombed Pearl Harbor. What are we going to do if we got to fight the Koreans? Furthermore, I ain't got no problem with Korean Americans.
Me either. They're
but
cool.
But we've been cool with South Korea and not North Korea. Now they're shaking hands, and we got lots of issues with North Korea.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump today withdrew America from the Iran nuclear agreement. I don't even know what the fuck that means. All I know is Iran is the homie, and nuclear is not good. So we had an agreement, and now we don't. LeBron's going back to the goddamn Eastern Finals. If that's not the end of the world, I don't know what is. Nothing can get this nigga out. He's the only player in the history of players who has literally said, give me a new team in the middle of the season, and is right the fuck back in the Eastern Finals.
Yeah.
There's 73,523 people homeless in the city of New York. That's a brand new statistic that was released. 73,523 homeless people in New York. That's as many homeless people as the entire city of Bellflower.
Dang.
Bellflower, California. Everyone you see... homeless. That's how many homeless in New York.
That's a lot.
For the people from Washington, that's two times the size of everybody in Puyallup, Washington. They're all homeless. This is a problem. This is the size of everybody in Federal Way. Every human that lives in Federal Way, homeless. Mm. As if lava went through there. And that's how many people are homeless in the city of New York.
That's incredible.
It's the end of the world, people. I'm knocking over shit like a fat toddler.
Toddler.
Okay, it's going down.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't know how you feel about any of those, but we're gonna find out.
I enjoyed that rant. I want you to do one of those every episode now. That's the new segment. Nate, hey Nate, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll start off with a rant.
I love that. I was reading something online talking about Trump deciding to end the deal, and then it's like, okay, well, I want to end the deal with my student loans. Can we just end deals? I want to end the deal with American Express. I changed my mind. I'm not going to pay you that money I owe you. So, well, you know, I'm just following my president's lead, right?
Yeah.
And as far as, we got a Queen Patty be blessed says the end is when Jesus takes us home.
The end is when Jesus takes us home.
My Q Dog says mental illness is drawn to New York City. So you're saying the homeless is because of the mental illness?
I mean, that's a heavy factor.
It is. I think drugs and mental illness, like
drugs,
addiction,
illness,
I should say.
Family structures, having some type of foundation under you.
Because we're all just two paychecks away from being homeless.
I don't know about two. But
no,
I
listen, two pay people, periods. If you have a regular job and you're usually making just enough to get by, you're living check to check. If you lose two pay periods, which is like a month's pay because you get paid every 2 weeks, you would normally have to go sleep on somebody's couch. But what if you didn't have somebody's couch to sleep on?
Right.
What if you've already slept on that person's couch and they're like, okay, you've been here long enough, you got to go.
Right.
Like there's a point where you run out of people to stay with and then you become homeless. So if you're like a regular person who hasn't been homeless long, you'll probably sleep in your car for a while. You probably have a gym membership so you can take a shower.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't have the money to keep that going, you'll be on the streets.
You don't have no secrets. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah. So it's like you don't want to judge people when you see them on the streets because we're all just two pay periods away from it.
See, you do. And you do that over there. You do.
Yeah, I do community service on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles on Wednesdays from noon to 2 with a group called My Friend's House LA.
Every Wednesday?
It's been every Wednesday, 12 noon. I only go twice a month now because my schedule gets busy. I might have an audition. I might have some work to do in my home office. But they're there rain or shine every Wednesday at noon. About 200 to 250 people come through the line, get fed, get clothes that we, donate. it's an incredible thing, but I get to know what their struggle might be like. I talk to them. I don't just pass out stuff and walk away. Like, I talk to them. I learn about what they're doing. I got one dude that's hustling electricity out there.
Yeah, you told me. He's actually doing well.
It's brilliant. Like, he's making money off of everybody because he has this generator, and people are paying him like $35 a month to plug up whenever they need something. I'm like, man, this guy's out here making it happen. His tent is the biggest on the block. Like, he's doing okay.
Not the tent, baby.
Shout out to my boy Fiji out there.
What up, Fiji?
Yeah, so... Yeah, what else were you talking about? What were you talking about?
What you mean in regards to the end of the world?
This rant, yeah.
There's volcanoes in Hawaii. The volcano pop busted.
It's supposed to be such a beautiful place to go and visit. You know, it's so close to us. We can get there in just a couple of hours. But they're being evacuated. Their homes are being, like, melted. It's kind of crazy. I always wanted to. Did you make a volcano in your science class?
Yeah, I made volcanoes in science.
It was fun to do when you were little with like a paper mache mountain, and then you have like a way to make smoke come out. It never worked when it was supposed to, but it was fun to make it. But to actually know that it's happening in real life and that people are being evacuated, it's kind of sad. What are you looking at, Nate?
I'm adjusting the color of the podcast.
It's really bright red right now. It's the reds.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's really red.
I mean, look behind you.
Yeah, it's the reds.
This whole thing is bright.
I told him to get a red curtain. He was trying to decide between black. I was like, do the red.
Isaac says it's easier for people to be homeless because there's zero responsibility.
I can understand that for sure. And some of the ones that I've talked to have an address where they can still get checks from the government. So they're still getting some money.
Oh, really?
But they don't have to pay rent and utilities. And they can get fed at all the different shelters that are around there that feed 3 meals a day if you're in line by the right amount of time. So, you know, it is an easier life if you don't need a lot of things. Like, I'm high maintenance, so I, you know, the creams I put on my face to go to sleep alone at night, I couldn't be homeless. Like, it's just too much. It's too much.
My creams alone, yeah, I can't.
I have a very, you know, my lifestyle is, it just won't allow me to be out there like that. I need napkins and wet naps. And
The Koreans.
Yeah, so we were talking about North Korea and South Korea are being friends now, and if they are, they can gang up against us. And then we would have all the Korean Americans that are living in America living in tents so that we can monitor them because the government wouldn't be able to trust them. And it would be kind of crazy. It would be like we're going back to I don't know how many years.
What do you think they would do if we had to fight Africa? Like if the Nigerians posed a threat to America and they bombed something, right?
I don't even want to think about it. We would all be locked up in
camps.
What
would they do to black people with that descent? African Americans. I mean, you're just looking at somebody saying, you look like this, so you're an enemy. And that's what happened after the Pearl Harbor got bombed. They put all the Asians, the Japanese, into internment camps.
Which makes sense if you don't know who you can trust. If you don't know who you can trust, you if they look like the enemy, because we're racist out here, then you just lock them up until you finish the war. It makes sense to somebody who's closed-minded. Someone says on our chat right here, Brandon Slaughter, God is simply balancing the scales. It's too many people on the planet.
Who said that?
Brandon Slaughter. His last name is Slaughter. What do you expect from him?
That's outrageous.
So some people got to die.
You sound like Thanos.
Oh, but they said about Thanos earlier, they said that he did whoop everybody's ass, though, and everybody died. That's what Slaughter said. So it should be a compliment that you look like Thanos.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate you guys saying that I'm a genocidal maniac from outer space that no earthly superheroes can control.
That's
even
funny.
Superheroes from other dimensions, superheroes from other worlds, Thor, Doctor Strange.
Mike Hughes.
Shit, I feel like out of all the countries, if we gonna fight somebody, all the continents, an African foot soldier gonna punch you a little bit harder than like a Spanish foot soldier.
Yeah.
Than like
yeah.
an Australian foot soldier, like an African.
It means more.
We hit hard.
Yeah.
They hit hard. The Jamaicans gonna be fighting with us, so we gonna be like, y'all run over there. Oh, y'all already back.
Handle
that for us.
That's
but I'm saying all that to say, if North Korea and South Korea are friends right now, right, and Donald Trump is doing all this stuff with Iran nuclear agreements, and the North Koreans have long since had the power to do nuclear weapons. The only reason they're supposed to be friending up right now is because North Korea said our infrastructure is so whack. It's so whack that we need your help. We put everything we got into our nuclear program, and now we don't have nothing. They don't have, you know, the roads are an issue. You talk after school lunch, after school programs are way out of there.
It's way on the low
infrastructure
on the list.
Is things like roads, school systems. So he's saying, we've hey man, we need your help.
So at the end of the world, when it first starts by you having to evacuate where you are and then move into like what the Walmart concentration camps that they're building, what do you grab when shit hits the fan? What is your most prized possession that you're going to try to take with you and maybe hope that it goes into the next generation?
For war?
We're not fighting, but we got to go somewhere and be like put into some camps while they fight. What do you take?
If you're talking about, so I'm going to die and I'm doing something to leave, I can leave something behind?
Or you might make it and be the last man on earth or the last little, you know, community on earth with a bunch of people who made it. What are you taking with you?
My computer with a power source.
Okay.
Because I got files and folders and so many pictures and photography. Like, there's so many photographs in here of family and lineage and heritage. And that's all in one spot. I would be like, I'd grab a thumb drive, but I wouldn't have anything to plug it into. So if I grab my computer and my power source, I might be all right.
Okay. So we just have to make sure that electricity is still a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I could grab a pistol and be like, now I got the ability to rob the next man. I have food, shelter, and all that.
Ooh, that's the scariest part about watching Walking Dead, is seeing people find a community, build up something where they feel safe, and then having another man come in there and just take it from them and be like, you saved all that food. Thanks. And then they move their family in. And that's kind of how we got America and all the other places.
Kinda.
That's kind of how we got all the other places that we claimed.
It's colonizers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
we have 13 colonies.
Yeah.
The first 13 stars on our flag are from the 13 colonies. Colonizers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Book of Eli. I see you, my Q. Oh, Brandon says, I'm not fighting them because they're family. That's why you're not fighting Africa. I thought you meant because they're just so good.
That's it. If you have guns,
then you need a lot of weapons. A lot of arsenal. If you have guns, you have food, because you can just take them from somebody
about,
else.
If I move in peace and all that, and I'm talking about leaving a lineage and all that, then I bring my computer.
I think that's beautiful.
You can control a lot. You can shoot. I got Photoshop on here. I can control propaganda from the place I'm in. I can start the uprise.
With all his technology, you'll have a podcast going.
Letting
the other cities know.
We underground right now at the under the internment camp. You know what I'm saying? We under the ground. It's me, Tangerine, and a room full of Koreans. Y'all want to say something?
I love it.
Thank y'all for coming in and saying something.
What was that noise?
That was Korean. I don't know how that sounds.
That's ridiculous.
What do you guys think? Are we looking at end of the world type of situations right now? Do you feel like it is, or do you feel like it's just, man, it is what it is, and it's an everyday thing? At the end of the day, there's a volcano that's going off, and we got higher carbon dioxide levels than we've had in 800,000 years. A lot of the other stuff I said was man-made, but they add to it.
Yeah, I feel like we've been at the end of the world my whole life. Like, they've always said,
like, this is the last generation.
These are the last days. Read Revelations. There's so much pollution. You know, you don't want to. In the year 2000, everything's gonna start over. Like, we've been waiting on the end of the year.
Yeah, they had us
world
for
a long time.
Y2K, like a month.
Yeah, you had to go buy masking tape and a lot of cases of water for some reason. Like, at the end of 1999. I'm not sure what the masking tape was supposed to do, but here we are, almost 20 years later, still alive. But you're right. Our resources, our natural resources, are running out, and there's a lot more pollution in the water and in the air. So,
well, they proposed that there wouldn't be any internet. If there was no internet, of course my choice for being a computer is different. But I'm assuming everything is still the same in regards to that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Did you watch the movie The Quiet Place?
No.
When you watch movies that take place after something tragic has happened, there's always somebody who's smart enough to get some technically advanced things happening. So even though the internet would be off, at some point somebody would know how to start something similar to the internet. There's some way that there's been enough people that worked in the industry that would be able to make us be able to communicate with someone who's not right next to us.
If you had guns, right? Let's say it's a doomsday situation. If you had guns and you and your squad went in and you raided a place, and you found different things. You found food. You found canned food, things you can eat. You found some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And you found a computer. You'd be like, blowing dust off of it, first of all. Oh, my God.
Right.
There's an apple on top. Bring this back to our leader. They'll know what it is. Look at all the buttons. These got to be language or numbers or something. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it would have value.
Like the hieroglyphics.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, plug it in. They'd be like, shmoom, and you can see a bunch of stuff.
Damn it, I need a password.
Right?
And now we can't see the rest of the history.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like it would have value. Like, if you're raiding things and finding, if you come across, you know, you come across a computer, it has value. So
it does.
Do you guys think it's the end of the world?
Oh, I'm reading some comments. My Q says we are. Okay, cool. You want to say the number?
You ready?
Yes.
Call in. The number is 818-575-6993. One more time for those of you who get caught up on the and not the number is 818-575-6993. That's right.
Call in and let us know if you think it's the end of the world. My Q Dog says we're slowing down towards the end of the world for reals. Brandon Slaughter says we are about due for our empire to fall. We have a lot of bad karma to pay for. How do you feel about that?
You're just going to put it on the empire to fall?
I mean, we have been crapping on other countries for quite some time. And technically, we're using up our own resources.
What have we done?
We're building over things that give us oxygen, and
we've done as a country that make us worth having our empire torn down.
Bombing other countries for the way they treat their people?
Take your time.
Didn't we bomb Iraq? Ooh. Didn't we bomb? Yeah, we bombed Iraq. We killed the people in our own country for the color of their skin. We allow mass murderers to be gently escorted into custody.
We give badges to people who are murdering black people.
And that. That's four things. Is that enough?
Yep. The more you know. So call in if you think it was the end of the world, or if you think things are just as they are. It just is what it is. We got some other things we're going to talk about on today's show. We got the tangerine topic segment we're going to do. We also have a new segment called Lit or Shit. We're going to do that. And we have some stuff we just want to talk shit about. Today's people on Lit or Shit, we have a song by Sean Carson called Let Me Be Your Man. And we have a song by Larry Bull called Closure. Sean Carson is originally from Washington State. I've known him for some time, and now he lives in Los Angeles and is pursuing his music career here. And Larry Bull is somewhere in the Midwest. And my pastor was like, yo, this is my nephew. He's trying to get his stuff out there. I'll have him email you. And so that's how we got Larry Bull's information. I have heard about 20 seconds of Sean Carson's song and about 4 seconds of Larry Bull's song, and I don't know if it's lit or shit yet.
We
will decide
as
live
a family
and direct. Do you want to do that first and then jump into Tangerine's topics?
Oh, sure. Let's do Lit or Shit.
Okay, cool.
You want to do both songs together or one at a time and one later?
I think we should do one at a time.
I like that idea. All right.
All right, so the first song here on Lit or Shit will be Larry Bull.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to do a freestyle first. What are you trying to do?
No. Lit or Shit? I beatbox.
Yeah, but that's not our formula.
You're freestyle.
You were about to just press play as if there is no intro.
I don't mind being stopped to do it right.
Okay.
At all. So.
But I don't know how to freestyle, so let me be.
Are you shitting me? Did you see what you did on the last show?
It was terrible, but I'm going to.
She got more bars than Kodak Black.
You silly, and I appreciate the compliment, but I'm about to beatbox, and you're going to just say like 3 lines about litter shit, and then we're going to play one of the songs. Stop playing.
Let me beatbox and you freestyle.
You're literally repeating yourself.
Yeah, I'm hoping the second time I say it, it sticks. Man, back that thing up, juvenile. Tangerine is crazy, call her wild. I get it in, my nigga, I'm wild. It is time for us to get it, because this is a segment of the show called Lit or Shit, where we listen to the song and we figure out, is it good? And then you bump it in your hood, and then everybody happy. Under that wig, she might be nappy. She should have freestyled.
You gonna end it with a diss, though?
Ah, fuck that shit. God damn. Tangerine. Did you put a thumbs down?
I did.
I wish I had put a thumbs down. Anyway, so Lit or Shit, the new segment where you guys got
to
tell us, is it lit or is it shit? And if you're in the chat, we will use a thumbs up system, right? So 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, 1 thumb down, 2 thumbs down, fire symbols or doo-doo.
Ooh, yeah. I need to see the fire or the shit. It's lit or shit is why it was created. I created it based on the 2 emojis. So give us lit or shit emojis.
God damn. I'm just going to play that every time Tangerine punks me. So basically, is it lit? Put the fire emojis. If you think it's shit, put the doo-doo emojis. Larry Bull, Closure.
I got to read some of these comments afterwards, too.
Yeah.
Always knew we'd make a way.
Right. Yep.
Always knew we'd have a plan. Always relied on confidence. Know that I could be the man.
Okay.
And everybody keep asking. Larry, when you getting on?
When?
But man, they ain't even knowing.
No.
My city about to blow up.
Damn, we got a shit emoji already.
Came up with a plan, finna be the motherfucking man. Cash on demand, after that do a little dance. Trying to get your girl out of pants. Raised by the sun, every single day I'm the one. This rap shit ain't never been fun. I'd have been broke, every single day, no joke. That's a big pill in your throat, but wait, there's hope. Came with a plan so dope, finna move bars like coke. Tug on the rope. Man, I'm just hoping that the fans don't choke. Talking about levels, bro, I'm leveled up to any kind of level that you need me to reach. Trying to run the game, so I got a pair of cleats, and I'm also higher than a parakeet. Me and my niggas. Rolling swishes, praying to the Lord that the devil don't get us. Praying for the city that they always stay with us. Steady reaching for the crown, we just hoping that it fit itself up in the way. What can I say? All my life, I ain't never been straight, so I work every day. Steady jumping out of line, steady trying to get a play. Can't wait, cause I always knew we'd make a way. Always knew we'd have a plan. Always relied on confidence. Know that I could be the man. And everybody keep asking, Larry, when you getting on?
When you getting on, Larry?
Man, ain't even knowing. My city about to blow up.
I need to see some fire emojis or some poop emojis.
Came up with a plan, finna be the motherfucking man. Cash on demand, after that do a little dance. Trying to get some money in my pants, live for the bands. Oh, I just live for the bands, I just pray God put them in my hand. Live too rough, boy, I didn't sing too much. God came through so clutch, he made me persistent on being consistent. On showing you niggas that I am too gifted. So now I'm committed, so I'ma go get it. Work so hard as I roll my trees. Work so hard cause it's all on me. Work so hard cause it's all I need. Get my niggas in the game, but the stall ain't free. Man, it's hate for what my squad is up. Cause we got the game in chains, we locked it up. Niggas tryna work the locks, it's not enough. Just stick a fork in on my nigga, they popped up, bro. Heavy on the veggie and greens, we rocked it up. And we can give a fuck how you think. Props for what? I just wanna live my life while living right.
So what y'all think? Was it lit?
So based on the comments on YouTube, Brandon sent the poop emoji right away.
He
my cue.
Fast, but I feel like he said that's because it, while I was explaining it.
No. I think he sent it because the song starts off slowly and you don't know where it's going.
I mean, there's still a delay for them. So it's like 14, 15 seconds after we say something.
I feel like it's a 4-second delay. I feel like the song started and it was slow, and I was wondering if I was going to like
it. Slow?
And then he sent the very beginning. Look how the song starts off.
Okay. Here we go. I want to know at what point. By now, he had already said that it was shit.
Keep playing. It goes longer than that, though.
Yeah, so we have to listen longer than that, guys. You can't call a whole song
shit.
Hey,
man, if a
song,
if you skipping through a CD back in the day or a track, if it doesn't catch you,
yeah, but that's
you
changed
move on.
Now. That nigga Fetty Wap sings for 30 seconds before he gets to even the first verse or hook.
I'm just letting you know what the people said. Brandon gave it a poop emoji. My Q says, I've been listening to Larry Bull since he first played it. He sent back the fire emojis. See, all of this is still no beat yet. And that's when we got the poop emoji.
We're 25 seconds in before we got anything.
Exactly. Finally. So what was that, 30 seconds later?
30 seconds. So you wanted it to start at my city about to blow up?
No, I'm just saying that's probably why he sent the poop emoji.
Well, why did you? He's in there.
Then he says, sounds better than Kodak Black, though.
He does.
Hario 6 says lit.
This is hooked up.
Know that I could be the man. And everybody keep asking. Larry, when you getting on?
I like your little dance.
Man, they ain't even knowing. My city. My city about to blow up. My city about to blow up. My city about to.
Okay, I'm going to give it a lit. It's a slow lit, though. But because the same reason that we establishing right now, but it's a slow lit.
But at first, if I didn't say that, you were just saying
nah,
it was lit.
No, I was setting all that up.
Okay.
This is what I think. I think that he got to get a little bit to it, get rid of some of them bling, 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 blings in the beginning, jump into it for one. And then two, I actually think that shit is better than YFN Lucci, Every Day We Lit.
I remember
when I first heard Every Day We Lit, they were sending that song around to people that were Instagram content creators. And they were like, please put this in a skit. We'll give you $150, $200 or something like that. And a lot of people put that song in skits. And then you look up and it's slowly starting to climb up the iTunes charts. And the shit was like,
smart.
It made it a hit. Yeah, that was like the reverse of having a hit. And which is awesome. But when I first heard it, I was like, nah.
When you first heard Every Day We Lit, you weren't feeling it?
When I heard it, I was like, nah. The other day, 2 days ago, I was riding to go do a spot at the comedy club, heard Every Day We Lit, and was like, nah.
Still?
And it was like number 3 or number 4 on a 100-song countdown. I was like, nah.
I'm about to upset people. That's how I felt the first several times that I heard Nice For What by Drake. It dropped, and everybody was reposting the video and talking about how dope it was. And I think watching the video made me like the song less because the video to me didn't have anything to do with what the beat and the song was talking about. I was like, okay, you got some famous people to look pretty and dress up and look at the camera, but what does that have to do with this song? But now, it's been, I don't know how many weeks later, when I hear it in my car and I'm driving, I'd be like, oh, because that sample in the background, I'd be like, okay, like it now. But I didn't like it when I first heard it.
How do you not get with that sample? So I like the Nice For What song. It did the opposite for me. Like, right when I heard it, I was like, this is a fucking hit.
Did
like,
you see it on the video or hear
I
it first?
I have not heard a video.
That's the thing.
I heard it on Sirius Satellite.
When I saw the video, because the video came out first, and Drake dropped the video, and then everybody reposted, and I kept watching the video like, okay, so you put Issa Rae in it. So you put the pretty girl from Grown-ish and Black-ish in there, Yari Shahidi, and I forgot the third beautiful actress. Oh, Tiffany Haddish is in it.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, so I'm looking at the video like, oh, okay, you got all these pretty girls who are hot right now, but it took away from me to actually listen to how dope that sample is on the song. But now when I hear it without the video, I'm like, okay,
even
I see what they were talking
the song
about.
It's kind of dope. Like he's saying, you know, hey,
I was
young women.
Distracted from all of that, looking
shit.
At them.
Like, be the shit. You're the shit. Don't apologize for who you are.
Why is it called Nice For What, though?
Because it's like, why not nice for what? Because niggas always be like, you need to be nice. You need to smile. You need to be nice. Nice for what?
Yeah, I like it now that I don't see it with the visuals, but. Let's see. Somebody says my favorite part. Oh, Brandon says my favorite part is the Lauryn Hill part. Okay. But he says he doesn't like Nice For What either. Thank you.
I like
Sounds
nice
like
for
hood
what?
Elevator music.
Like let me see.
Hariel says this could be a hit, the song you just played. Queen part Patty says that was fire.
You gonna tell me this ain't no hit? Come on now. I'm not even supposed to play this like this.
Yeah, you'll probably mute. They're going to mute the whole YouTube.
As long as I'm talking
about
it, I'm good.
See, when I'm not looking at it, hey.
I'm sorry, that sample is wild, and you can't go wrong with boom, tick, tick, tick. That beat is just.
I'm telling you, when I was looking at the video, I was not hearing the beat. I was just like, oh, what are you pretty good? I'm trying to, I was like, what story are they trying to tell?
Every song that's ever had that beat right there, that's almost a 4-on-the-4 drum beat. Like, it's core. And then it's sped up, so we're going to feel it.
Yeah.
And then the bass line is there, and then, what is that, Lauryn Hill in the back? And you know, you can play that slow, fast.
I hear
medium,
she's having
deep,
another concert.
High.
It's like she's going back on tour.
She needs to be on tour. They need to go on out.
Yeah.
Both of them, get out
her
there.
Old albums were the bomb.
Were they?
But did you hear the Queen do a remake of Mrs. Hill?
Who, Beyonce?
No, tell us more, Mike Q. Tell us more.
What Queen?
You said it. I didn't know which Queen he was talking about, but when you said Beyonce, she is Queen Bey.
Don't write it. Call in. 818-575-6993. That's right. Use your cell phone to call in. 818-575-6993. Yeah, I like the Nice For What song. So while you call in, I'm going to play the other lit or shit. All right?
Did this one win as lit or shit? I think it won as lit. Because eventually people were saying they liked it.
Well, you gotta
Trucking According to Isaac says Hawaiian National Anthem. That means it's lit because they're on fire right now. Is that what you're, are you making a very dark joke? Chucking according to Isaac, is that what you're trying to say? Yeah, Hawaiian national
Isaac
anthem?
Isaac is dark enough to, Isaac's dark enough to actually say that. To
damn,
be like, you
want to
know what's really lit? Hawaii.
That's, so you know this Isaac person? Because that was fucked up.
Yeah, that's my dog Isaac.
Well, he's also the one who earlier said, for those of you who's thinking it's the end of the world, please sell me your land and precious metals, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, he's on it.
So I have a lot more fire emojis after we played that song and only one poop emoji. So I guess you guys liked it. Oh, he met Miss Hill, is about to do a remake of Mrs. Hill.
Okay.
Oh, of the album then,
ooh,
I guess.
That's dope.
Yeah, that'll be
and
good.
And then we have new people in here commenting too.
Mike Hugh says he can't call because he's in the pool. Stop bragging.
This nigga here.
I'm jealous.
He didn't say he's in the pool. He said he's at the pool. Nigga, you could call from poolside. Your phone works.
Oh, he just got his toes in the water.
Is it the motor pool? Niggas don't get in the water. If you've been to any good pool party, the pool be empty. And then the bad bitches get in. And then niggas start trying to dunk them a lot.
Oh, we don't like that.
And he ain't. It's where? What time is it? 5:21 on a Tuesday? Nigga, you not dunking bitches. This ain't no HBCU pool party.
Is he in California?
8:21. You better hurry up and get out because the mosquitoes are coming.
Hi, Dante Hawkins. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, so,
So the next song, litter shit?
Yeah, the next
you ready?
Song.
All right. Yeah. You're watching, if you're just tuning in, the Nate Jackson Radio Show, co-hosted by me, Tangerine. And this is our segment called Lit or Shit, where we play a song and you give us the emoji of fire or poop based on if you like it or don't like it.
Sean Carson, let me be your man.
Mike Hughes in Texas. So it's hella hot out there.
Because that's out that water. Mosquitoes coming.
All right. This sounds like something that's already on the radio. He said, my city about to blow up. Come on, comics. Got me having to explain. Track was crap. Oh.
Let's have some fun with this.
Tell me what's your name right now. Let me buy you a drink right now. Tell me, girl, where's your lover? Probably running gay right now. You make me wanna bite my lips. When we dance and you rock them hips. Tell your girls find your boyfriend and tell them that you called it quits. Oh, I'm trying to
get to know you right now.
Get to know you right now.
Let me buy you a drink or two right now.
Oh, 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 girl.
Girl, I wanna be your lover. More than just your friend. I just wanna make you happy. Let me be.
Trying to lead a club right now,
right now.
Really want some grub right now,
right now.
If you wanna come with me, girl, time to roll out.
Right now.
About to throw a little after party, popping bottles, calling all the shorties. Yeah. Baby girl, come with me tonight. I'm trying to
get to know you right now.
Get to know you right now.
Let me buy you a
drink.
So that song was called Let Me Be Your Man by Byron who?
Nah, by Sean Carson.
Sean Carson. What was that? I was trying to read your handwriting right there. Huh? Oh, I see what it says now. Okay, by Sean Carson.
Sean Carson.
Sounded well produced. Sounded like it could be on the radio already.
Yeah, and we didn't even get to the bridge where it changes again.
Mike Hugh likes this one. Brandon likes this one.
Oh, they like it?
D-Mob79 says, sound like he trying to be Lloyd. Is that good or bad, though? Because the last artist I thought reminded me of J. Cole's voice, which
yeah.
J. Cole is doing well.
That's a hard one to try and speak on because I think he wrote some stuff for Lloyd.
Mm.
So.
All right. Hariel says, this is fire. Very good. Queen Patty B. Bless says, dope. There's only one person that's followed directions. I told you guys to put flames or poop emojis. You guys are
Mike Q
making
listening.
Me read. Thank you, Mike Q. So this is all good. Nobody said anything bad about it yet. Except for him saying that he sounds like he's trying to be Lloyd. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's good. A lot of times new artists get introduced to our ears and they have similarities to people we already know and respect. If it's not a sound, it's the lyrics. Like, look how many times the game is name dropped.
I hate the game's raps.
Or look at how B.O.B. sounded like Andre 3000 to us at first. Mm-hmm. Or look how, you see what I'm
Trey
saying?
Song sounds like R. Kelly.
Yeah.
To the point where I thought, to the point where I kept thinking R. Kelly had dropped another album whenever I heard
the first two songs. Drake sounds a lot like Lil Wayne. I mean, even at the beginning of that song, he's like Lil Louisiana. Like, he sounds a lot like Lil Wayne.
D-Mob says, well, then that makes sense.
Yeah, so once you start listening to a person, they want you to hear that ear on that freshman project. Start getting used to this name and the marketing. And then on this next one, we're going to bust your ass. And that's why people like Childish Gambino so much right now, because everything he's doing is so unique and fresh out the box. And he has other creators that are like, this is what I want to do. Like, why won't you guys let me spread my way? It's like, he has no... Does he have a label?
I was going to ask you, is he independent? Because I don't know who supported This Is America.
Right. I don't know who was okay with him.
And that last album he did...
AR-15.
Yeah, we can talk about that now since we brought that up. And somebody also said you were sounded like Kanye when you did your rant earlier. So we could talk about Kanye as well. Brandon says the song made him want to fire up the grill and invite some wolves over.
See?
So that's a good thing. Okay, so that's two lit songs that you've chosen. Good job, Nate.
Bow.
Or that were sent. If you want to send your music into this podcast, the email address is
NateJacksonRadioShow@gmail.com.
There you go. Say it one more time with a clear throat.
NateJacksonRadioShow@gmail.com.
Excellent. And we'll let you know if your song is lit or shit.
Is it lit or is it shit?
So let's get into the topic since we brought up some stuff.
Yeah.
Donald is what Kanye wants to be. Donald Trump?
No, Donald Glover.
Oh, Donald Glover. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and that's funny because both statements are right.
Yeah, Donald Trump and Kanye Donald Glover.
And Donald Glover is what he wants to be.
Personally, poop, but industry lit. I got you, trucking, according to Isaac. Okay, so let's get into the tangerine topics. We should never have dead air on radio.
You should be beatboxing.
I was waiting on you to agree or say something.
Oh, okay.
I saw you take a deep breath. I'm like, okay, he's about to say something.
How about that? You know how we get down. You freestyle, I kick these bars.
If you just listening for the first time,
I was also making sure that was the right email.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was doing on the sneaky deaky low on the low. All right, here we go.
As you guys,
topics. This is why you got to do the other one, because now I'm just rapping every goddamn segment, and it was supposed to be you. And on the last episode,
well, here's the thing: when we recorded it the first time, I appreciate you trying to do the pep talk, but the first time we recorded it, it was so you could play the same intro each time, and then you said, "Nah, let's do it fresh every time." And now you're saying, "No, I'm rapping every time." So you recorded it.
Okay. So what we'll do is this: I'll isolate this clip. And this will be Tangerine Topics intro.
If you like your rap.
If you like my rap, it's your topics.
Because you know my beatbox doesn't change.
It's on me.
But one day we could actually just record how we want it to sound.
All right, well, let's just get it.
Because I'd be over. Y'all don't know, but I'd be showing up for my call time. And we sit around for 4 hours before we even do this show. In that 4 hours, we could have recorded some intros.
You know what? We're going to get to that shit, too. Because yo ass is out here doing it and doing it on the sneak tip. She thinks she's sneaky. This is my fucking. Let me tell you what Tangerine been doing.
Okay, so I'm gonna beatbox, and it's time for Tangerine's topics.
She been up to some shit though. Bitch, I get in the building and I. Whoa, what happened to you? I done walked in the building and I said what up, and then I've seen some girls and then I tried to fuck, but let me switch topics and get to Tangerine, because that's what we doing and we living the dream. The beatbox is faster than I normally like, but I'm in this thing, getting it with the green light. Got to slow down, like whoa now, like hold now, what's up? When this shit is slower, my mind can catch up. Used to the style, nigga, screw your shit. It's Tangerine's topics. Think we bullshitting, and I'm telling you that's it. We about to get to the motherfucking end. Shit. Yeah.
I think that was my favorite one. Nigga, Tangerine the chopped and screwed at the end. The chopped and screwed.
Oh, my God.
The chopped and screwed.
I had to chop him out.
Oh, my goodness.
So, to get into Tangerine's topics, the first topic is...
The first topic, since we were already talking about Donald Glover, his other name, his pseudonym is Childish Gambino. I've honestly been a fan of his since probably the last 3 or 4 years. He's been dropping mixtapes for free online, and I've been listening to them, and they've been amazing. And I think that's why he has the creative freedom to do what he wants to do.
He's been dropping mixtapes for 3 years?
At least.
I did not know.
Yes, and they've been amazing. To hear more, funny comedian put Clayton Thomas and I onto Childish Gambino's mixtapes, and so we've been downloading them and playing them in the car, and people will be in the car like, man, who is this? This is great.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you know the dude on Community, Donald Glover? This is him. And they're like, what? He's a rapper? The beats are so well produced. And so his very last one, I feel like I got two of his, and the third one I didn't get, but it's really, really, like, I want to say eccentric. It reminds me of Prince. Like, it's the music is way different. The first two were like rap, hip hop. He talks about, you know, what it's like to be a star and, you know, to be the guy who was too short that nobody was checking for. Now he's got some money and now he can get any Asian chick he wants. It's like he's got fun lyrics.
Asian chick he wants?
He's got these fun lyrics, but the third album that I remember is very, very eccentric and very creative and very fun. So I knew he had that creative part to him, and that he didn't care if it was what was hot or what everybody else was doing. He doesn't make trap music. So when this video, This Is America, came out, I wasn't shocked. I was just impressed, because I clicked the link because I had to watch the whole video. If you haven't seen it, you really should. It's so much symbolism in it. Again, the name of it is This Is America. He debuted it on SNL on Saturday, but you don't get the full effect of it watching him sing it on a stage with just a few people behind him. You've got to see the video. It's shot. It seems like it's all shot in like one to three shots. Like
maybe three. I know maybe. One for sure I saw before they showed the choir, and then the second one that's questionable is when the camera pans over the roof. It looks like they did a double pan.
Right, but still, it could still be one shot. But just the symbolism in this video alone has everybody going nuts online, talking about what is it saying about this world. Like, because, you know, you see him shoot somebody, you see a choir get shot up, you see police running, you see whites running in the background, you see black-on-black crime, you see so much in this video, but at the same time, he's dancing around saying, I'm so pretty. Because it's like, that's what we're doing. We're posting selfies online, talking about how good we look. And the people are getting killed. And people, and the world is in chaos. We got North Korea and South Korea about to team up against us. And we're just like, okay, which filter should I use? Which angle should I use? Honey bands. Look at all this money I got. You know, it's like, what's really important? So the video is super, super deep. And every time I watch it, I see something else in it that I love. What did you think of the video, Nate?
I think that you broke it down in a way that I hadn't yet. I just saw it and was like, I think that people are infatuated with it because there is clearly deep things going on it. And because they don't have a clear definition of what it is, they're fascinated. A lot of people are enamored by seeing a thing. You're like, I know something deep is going on right here. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to keep looking at it. There's museums full of people trying to give their own perception of what art means to them, how it makes them feel. And Childish Gambino could have easily strung together a bunch of vivid things on camera and said, this is what I'm putting out, and then we're receiving it well, or it could have been extremely well thought out. Mm. Now, I'll tell you this. I saw Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Yeah. He broke down, he gave director notes on everything from Get Out.
And oh, nice.
Everything from Get Out.
I love
out.
When
and
they do that.
Every single thing that happened in that film was well thought out. There was nothing that just seemed to have happened. Like, people weren't wearing an outfit because it was what was on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every single thing, lines that reminded you of other movies were designed to remind you of those other movies because they were his favorite films.
And he worked on the script for years, so that all makes sense.
And it was so many layers, and it was just gorgeous. So when you take artwork like what Childish Gambino just put out, you have to think, like, was it completely well thought out? Was it awesome in that sense? Or was it just a lot of vivid things? Because at the end of the day, he's saying this is what America is. And you got to put a lot of stuff in a gumbo pot to call it America. There was cops, bad chicks, filters, guns, choirs, violence, dances, weed. There was a lot of stuff going on in that video. So I'd have to watch it a few more times to really ingest it. But I think it was dope. I want to say, on one tip, shout out to him for doing it topless.
Yeah, the shirtless choice that he's been making since the last song he did.
Well, he did Redbone on Kimmel, topless. But the reason I'm saying that is because you know, you always see dudes with their shirt off with all these six packs and stuff. And here I am out of shape. Like, you know what? Let's just love us.
Yeah, he's not tripping. He used to have abs, but he's been eating well. He's doing okay, and he's still topless. And I think what Nate helped me understand is maybe that's the difference between Childish Gambino and Mr. Glover. Is he takes the top off, and he's like, hey, now I'm the musician. And then maybe with the clothes on, he's the sweet actor that we know. Now, I looked at a post. Actually, let me go back. Somebody in our comments said to watch. Do you guys watch Atlanta? Do you watch Atlanta?
I used to. I have. I got a kid caught up.
This show is so brilliant to the point that I was in the presence of Lena Waithe, and she was talking about her show, The Chi.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those Emmy for Your Consideration events that I go to every other day. In fact, tonight I have to go to HBO's for the show Barry. But when I was there for The Chi, Lena Waithe said she was so jealous in a good way of the work that Donald Glover was doing on Atlanta that she wished that she had thought of it because it was so brilliant, the wow. type of show that he does. And I totally agree. And what my cue...
When you say the type of show, what do you mean?
Because it's not your normal sitcom. Your sitcom is like, you know, problem, you know, joke every 30 seconds, and then you find a solution or a message at the end. It's right. like it follows a formula. Or if it's a single cam sitcom versus a multicam sitcom, there's a formula. There's no formula to Atlanta. It just is. And it's just amazing to watch, but the episodes may or may not have anything to do with the one before it. It's kind of weird. But there's regular cast members, and you kind of know their backstory. And sometimes the whole episode will just be about that cast member.
Right.
And other times they'll all intertwine. But there was this one episode called Teddy Perkins for this season
that
was incredible. And Brandon just put in there, watch the episode of Atlanta, Teddy Perkins. That episode was crazy deep. It was my favorite one.
He was a white man, all eccentric and in the window.
Oh, my God, yes. It was so good. And I was like, I don't even need to see the rest of the season. I've been still watching it, but I'm like, nothing compares to the Teddy Perkins episode. But that's just showing you how creative he is. And to me, he's our version of Prince. I hope it's not offensive to Prince fans, because I'm a huge Prince fan as well, but just somebody who does what they want to do, doesn't worry about if the label will let them. Produces his own music. He's just super creative. He looks the way he wants to look. He doesn't try to be on trend. He's just very, very free and woke. And so he's getting backlash already because people are like, well, you married to a white woman. What you know about being woke? What you know about America? And it's like, well, then it's a shame that somebody who has white women taste would have to be the one to show us this kind of video. It's a shame that it wasn't somebody with a black love couple.
Not only that, but I'll give you this. Like, I feel like, and this could be something that we end up having a tangerine's tangent. But
tangerine's tangent.
I feel like I've dated different nationalities of women, and I feel like sometimes when you date a black girl, the pressure is there from her for everything to be normal, for things to be the way that they see most of other people doing. Like, I just want to be normal. I want things to be a certain way. I'm not trying to stand out. And then white girls are like, I just want you to be you, and I just want to soak all that up. So he may have a situation where he has somebody who's really pushing him to develop him. Now, I don't want to make it necessarily a color thing, but I'm kind of, based off what my dating experience has been, I'm gonna stand on that and say that black women, if they're trying to mold you, if they're trying to mold you, then it's like, let's keep things normal. Like, let's just do things this way versus
we don't want to ruffle any feathers.
I mean, if you want to ruffle, but that's what most of the fussing and the nagging is about. Like, it should be like this. This is the way it should be. Mm-hmm, why? Because mm-hmm. my grandma does it like this. That's versus a white woman who's like, do it, just do whatever, and I'm right behind you to catch all that juice that falls off.
Not the juice.
Do it for the culture.
And you know what?
You
that reminds me.
You better do it for the culture.
And that reminds me that almost every black woman, including my sister, that I know who is in a long-term relationship with a white man, they always wear their hair natural, like natural, kinky, either dreadlocks or an afro or afro puffs. And I think it goes along the lines of what Nate is saying, that the other race lets you just be who you are and be comfortable in your own skin instead of trying to like fit some stereotype. Meanwhile, the rest of the black girls are wearing hair that looks like it's from another culture trying to assimilate. So it's very interesting.
Mike, what do you keep saying pause for? What are you pausing? He keeps going pause. Like,
I saw him say pause, and I didn't know if it was a homosexual thing, or if it's
Nate's right pause. What are you saying, doggy?
That the sound is pause. I don't know. Is it technical?
Nah, ain't listen.
I know. It's finally working. Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely working. So my cue says in this video, Donald Glover is, or Childish Gambino is, America, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. He's representing America. There's so many ways to break this down.
Because then you look at it that way and you're like, oh, he's above reproach. He can do this. He can shoot choirs of black people, and there was church shootings. He can shoot up Well, I don't know who would have been the black person with the bag over their head, but if you can try to kill music. You know what I mean? That guy
that can be deep too, because so he was playing a guitar. But then when he came back, there was something over his head.
And he was back alive and playing the guitar again. And then there was just like a lonely bad bitch sitting on the roof of a car. Why are all the cars from 1975?
Like, and why are the kids dressed in like school uniforms just dancing in the background? Like, this is our future. What are we are we showing our future? Like, this is, you know, this is the next generation. And this is the example we're leaving them. Like, there's so many ways that this can be broken down. And we don't know which one is right until we hear him say it. But the fact that he's got us in this conversation is what's so incredible, as opposed to just rapping about bitches and money and hoes and cars, you know?
Right.
I love it. And I absolutely love
even
it.
On the, like I said, even on the shallow level, like him doing the video with his shirt off, it just shows that there's the body confidence. There's an entire different movement for that. People body shame and all that. Like, there's people who think, I had somebody, I heard an executive say that they wouldn't hire any heavyset people. They wouldn't hire anybody that was medium or above, let alone fat or obese, but they wouldn't hire him because they're like, this is a pattern. This shows a way that you're living your life. This shows that you can't handle consistency. You have no self-control.
No willpower.
Like, goddamn, nigga, we don't have to be power lifters and 2% body fat to work for somebody.
I mean, I feel like hot dog on a stick is who you're talking about. Because if you've ever had that chain of food in the mall, hot dog on a stick, everybody had to be slim enough to fit the uniform so that the girls wore. Did you ever go to hot dog on a stick?
No.
Oh, it's a place where
that's where they wear the dumb hats.
They wear these big, dumb, yellow, blue, and red hats and these little tiny shorts. And they squeeze the lemons for the juice, like, right there in front of you, bouncing up and down on this stick that squeezes the lemons. And so everybody there had to fit the uniform. But now, because of people, you know, having equal rights in the last few years, you've seen, like, bigger-sized women. And I think I even saw a guy working there before. But when I mean, was a teenager.
It's on them for their confidence. Like, I've seen, like, when I was in college, I worked at Hooters. As a
Shut
Hooters,
up.
When I was a bar back. So the Spokane, Washington Hooters had a casino and a full bar. And so they needed bar back. So I was a bar back at Hooters. I was a jeans and a male Hooters shirt wearing guy. But I saw when they were, like, casting, they call it, when they were hiring all the Hooters, because this is a brand new from the ground up Hooters. So they had, like, just hundreds of girls coming in trying to be Hooter girls. They had a quota of a certain amount that needed to be, like, this fits. And then they had this other ones that was not necessarily fit.
Mm.
And so they're, you know, they're
just so they could,
like,
be equal
blonde
rights.
Blonde, brunette, big titties. Like, that was that chunk. Then it was like, here's your black girls. Then it was like, here's your lesbians. Then it was like, here's your little heavy set girl or two. And so they ended up making what looked like a mixed up culture, but they had to distinctively do that.
Sounds like affirmative action in colleges. Or like when I'm in, have you been to Red Light District in Amsterdam?
No, I want to go.
You have to go. So when I'm walking through Amsterdam, Red Light District, you know, there's all these little doors with red neon lights around them. You can see into the room, and there's a woman standing there to try to get you to pay for her. But right next to her is her competition. So you're walking around. Everybody kind of looks the same, you know, Anglo-Saxon, maybe brunette hair. Then I turned the corner, and all the girls' thighs got bigger. Everybody was a little bit heavier. Then I realized, they're all black. This is the black section of the block.
And that part of the block was cracking.
And I was like, oh my goodness, they had their own little row. And they looked so different from all the other girls, but they weren't mixed in at all. Like, they were just over here. And I was like, okay, I see what's up. I bought my guy, one of the girls, but he actually didn't want the black one. He wanted one of the skinny ones in the other, on the other side. But hey, that's his choice.
A long time ago, is this your guy?
Oh, no, not the guy I was dating. I went out there with a buddy.
Oh.
So like, I got him some vagina. I was like, which one you want?
What do they cost?
Ooh, not a lot. I mean, you negotiate when you go up to the door. Mm-hmm. So you ask her, and she'll give you a price, and you can tell her, no, that's too much. And you could maybe do $50. Like, I'm trying to see how it equates in California. But, like, $50, $100, like, they can go really, really low. Here's my problem. There's a bed. If you look through the window, there's a bed and there's a little sink. And I'm like, where's the shower? Like, you just rinsing off between guys? Like, that's not clean enough for me. And apparently there's a shower. Like, if you go down the hall, maybe there's one they share or something. I don't know. But all you can see from that window is a little tiny, smaller than our twin, but a little tiny bed and a little old school sink.
Is
and they're just selling vagina. Yeah.
What, so the light just goes out and you know that?
Yeah, you close. Something closes so that you can't see through it. But when they're standing there, you know they're open for business. So, yeah. And it's all legal. Hey, and they're happy. They're not at war with anybody. They're having a good time. They're smoking their hash in the coffee shop.
They have no interest in war.
That's what I'm saying. What? They're happy, and nobody's bothering them. They ain't bothering nobody. So maybe we want to. They said cheap hoes. Exactly. Colonizers have
Somebody is watching. Kendallin wrote me from Oakland. A text message to my phone says, you trying to get some Amsterdam coochie, nigga?
Hey, there you go. Is that a proposition?
I want to go to Amsterdam. But I think, I honestly think that's that's interesting. Like, there's a level, I don't hear of, like, women in Amsterdam prostituting and think, like, oh, that's nasty or that's dirty or that. I just, like, really? Like, that's one way to live life. That's one discourse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we have them out here, but they got to run and hide, you know? They got to be ashamed. They get arrested every so many weeks and then have to get bailed out. But out there, it's like, make your money.
There's some fine-ass prostitutes out there.
And they have call girls that don't have to stand in the window, but you can have them come to your hotel and you pay for them by the hour.
Oh, really?
So we had one of those come. Her name, she was Romanian. And when she got to the lobby, they called up to my room and they were like, mad at me because they were like, we don't allow this kind of thing in our hotel.
Ooh.
She can't be here. And I was like, but the girl was like, no, I told him you're my friend. I'm like, yeah, she's my friend. Like, my friend's just coming to visit me. And they were like, no, we know what you're doing and she can't come up there. So I had to come down and talk them into letting her come up there and try to pretend they were my friend. And then I had them go to my people or whatever and have a good time. But what I found out later was that guy gets a commission if he brings your girl from another company. So he was like he didn't want me to have her from a random company. He wanted the company that the hotel recommended.
Oh, the hotel had a company.
On the low that they recommended
right.
for
like
their clients.
This is what you're into.
But
we
because
got
I
you.
Didn't use that company, he was like, this is not that kind of hotel.
We know this, bitch. This is literally is like, a competition. And you're like, she's
like,
my friend.
I was
bitch.
Like, no, this is Olga. Me and Olga go way back to Inglewood, California.
Like,
bitch barely spoke any English. It's like, I'm just an actress. I'm still trying to. And
that's funny.
But hey, I won. She got up there. She had
it. Did you give a sad story to sell it?
No, I just was saying it was my friend. I was just sticking to my story. Like, at the end of the day, I'm the customer, and I'm not bothering nobody.
I feel like there's no need to.
Uh-oh, here comes deep thought.
Ladies, this is your body. Why be broke when you can use your body to get ahead? More power to you. Just do it right. Pimp yourself. Get your money. Some of y'all purses empty right now. You hear topics prostitution, and you furrow your brow.
Mm.
You go, who is selling themselves? In reality, you are. You're selling yourself every day. What do you think these interviews are when you walk into companies, telling them about your past experience, trying to figure out what your wage is going to be, trying to see what work you going to do? That's a transaction. For years and years, you go into that place, and they got to hold up their end of the bargain at that interview, and you got to hold up yours. You got to be on time.
Well,
if these women want to have microtransactions with their body, let them do that. I haven't bought no pussy. Will I before I die?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Absolutely, you will.
Tangerine hasn't sold no pussy.
Not
with
not
money.
Directly.
De Niro being the smooth transaction.
Has but
she
some
sold?
Dinners.
She has fucked for some shrimps.
Why shrimp? I'm vegetarian.
All right. Well, this is back before then. I know you ain't out here fucking for asparagus, bitch. I'll fight you right
First
now.
First of all, you if named the one vegetable that makes your vagina stink. So that's hilarious.
I'm saying is don't judge. You don't know what them women been through. These are Romanians and Czechoslovakians. And these people are survivors of war. When it comes down to it, they have enough money to stand in a window naked. Then they have enough money to buy some shoes in the window. Then they got enough money to buy some panties and shoes. Then they got panties, shoes, and a bra. Then they got the rest of their outfit. You talking about from the bottom up grinding. And the whole time they've been through all of that, and their body has been going through all of that trial and tribulation. That pussy was fire.
Pussy
that whole
fire.
Time. That's the thing people don't understand. Refugee pussy is as good as superstar pussy. It's
Ooh,
still
la, la, la.
A pussy.
Fugees.
So if they want to sell theirs, let them sell theirs. You may call it misappropriation of a gift, but listen.
Of a gift.
They're being paid. Look how many of y'all are smashing niggas for free. For a dream. Because you still believe in Disney love. So you giving up them buns. We had a young lady call before the show started. Sweetheart,
Patricia.
Fan of mine. Said she gave up some of the biscuits and she never should have. It wasn't good. It wasn't worth it. And she's given her heart, her soul, her mind, her body to God.
That's beautiful. Good for her.
She didn't get anything out of it.
So if she had gotten a dinner, it would be better?
Asparagus? Brussels sprouts?
Shrimp, red lobster, cheddar biscuits?
50 euros, 100 euros?
Something. A trip?
Something.
A lot of bitches usually get a trip out of the vagina. At least.
Something.
At least get a vacation out of it.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'll have sex with you, but in your state, bitch.
And then you get that e-ticket in the mail, and you fly out there, and you
give
them some.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're going to have to get half. Fuck, I look like.
Oh, nah. You're not making me pay for half the trip.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, there's a downside to it. I'm sure there's prostitutes out there that have been just selling their body, and they're tired of it. They feet hurt. They've been walking back and forth on the Vegas Strip, and it's really a lot bigger than it looks from the plane. They're walking 4 miles from John to John. There's nowhere to wash their bodies off but in porta potties and Chevron bathrooms.
This is sad.
You ain't a hoe until you've washed your pussy off with bathroom foam.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
With your foot up. Hanging
oh my God.
On. You got a paper cloth, wet that foam. That's how you clean it up under your titties.
This is sad, Nate.
That's the downside of it. Meanwhile, there's all kind of people being pimped out by the game, pimped out by the industry, playing themselves, hauling themselves out, putting themselves out and not getting anything back as a transaction. How can you look down on a prostitute in a place where it's legal? I'm gonna buy some pussy one day. I don't know if I feel this
I'll
way
send
about
you,
it.
I'll send you some pussy from really somebody. I'll send
what you mean?
Like, you know, I'll look for a good, respectable call girl with good reviews, and I'll send her over here for you.
The last two chicks that I like cracked at, I felt might have done that on the side.
And on that note, we got a call.
Yeah.
When we get to talk about selling pussy, all of a sudden y'all want to call.
Yeah, now y'all want to fire it up. What up, caller? You calling from 214. What's your name and where you at?
It's your turn to talk, caller.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike Ford, dog.
What up?
It's Mike Hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Mike.
It's Mike Hammer. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you just fine. You got to mute the radio
You're
show,
You're in
though.
Texas, right, Mike?
Are you pushing me to make the calls? Yes.
So what's on your mind, darling?
You got to mute your show. You're
trying
to listen
to
yourself at the same
headset.
Time. It's a delay.
He's putting on a headset.
Two things.
Yes.
First.
You got 5 seconds. Then you're going to have to type your comment.
You're dealing with the delay. You gotta
the
listen.
Delay is massive.
You just got to talk on your phone. Don't listen to the show at the same time. Just talk on the phone. Like a regular conversation. You're not going to take the headset off? You're just going to keep being quiet in the middle?
You see my face? I'm unhappy.
Mike, you Hammer.
Yes. I'm here.
Just talk on the phone regular.
All right, I did. I took the headsets off.
Thanks.
I was walking up now, up till now. Remember you told me, go to your phone, and I said, I can't. I'm at the pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's because my phone was at my place charging.
Okay.
So I was doing what I had to do.
Okay.
And so what's on your mind, darling?
I just hit this off. First of all, prostitution or sex workers, it's a necessary thing.
Okay. Go into that.
I just learned that.
What do you mean? Because I was bullshitting.
I had an
extra. Let's just get some insight.
I know you're bullshitting, but it's still true. I was making a comment one time on Facebook, and my ex-girlfriend said that I shouldn't be judging sex workers. It's a really necessary thing. And this is a woman who I highly respect. She made me rethink the whole thing. Let me see what sparked this. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you can't marry the setup. You know what I'm talking about, dog, don't you?
Yeah, you can't make a whole housewife.
Right. But the reality is, many, many women are. Mm-hmm. And you can't avoid it.
The setup, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Many women are the setup. Yes. You can't really control it. If you find somebody who's going to be able to raise your kids and they can love you, love them.
Yeah. Furthermore, they may have had that type of love and they just like fucking.
Right. Right. And that's
so
what you want
on
anyway,
that
right?
note, should I send Nate some hired vagina or not?
If you can do that, don't say it on the screen right there.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send you some ice.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. I don't know what's going on here. I can't. Something's not working for me.
So it's a necessary thing. I just told you that it's necessary for these women to be selling their body and to don't be as judgmental.
No, no, not that part. I'm saying that sex workers are people too.
I feel like you have you ever paid for a prostitute, Mike?
No.
Not in your whole life.
Strippers, yes.
Strippers and prostitutes are one and the same. If you give them a little more, they'll let you go inside.
Well, and that's the thing. That very difference makes a difference. Mm.
So you let them dance on you and just leave with a hard dick?
Yes.
He stuttered when he said yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't
because
believe
him. It was loaded. I had a lot more to say. It's not that I was lying. It's a lot more to say.
I think we have another call. Oh, shoot. We have another call. Type the rest of your comments in. Let me take this other call. I want to know the truth if you pay for sex, because I don't believe you. But let's get this other caller. Thank you for calling us, Mike Ford.
I wonder what this button do. Hello?
I don't hear anything in my headphones.
It made it a three-way call.
Oh.
I've been down. Hello?
Nate and his toys.
I be clicking stuff.
So they're gone now?
It made it a three-way call.
Well, I still don't hear nobody.
At all?
No, do you?
Hello?
Oh,
there they go. Thank you for calling the Nate Jackson Radio Show. Are we out of line?
Hey, Nate, what's good, Nate?
What's your name and what's on your mind?
So this is Don P. from South Philly.
Don P. from South Philly. What's on your mind?
You sound like a pimp. You about to get some real. No, I'm just chiming in, see what y'all doing. These girls getting cheaper and cheaper with everything. You can pay about like $5 to $10 for some head.
Oh my God! Wait, is this
serious? I'm in the city right now. They still be trying to go on back page on some real shit. Hey, shit.
Wait.
I'm dead serious. My guy, he walked up into the restaurant. He went to McDonald's, busted a grub. He sat down. The girl was looking at him. He turned around. She like, give me $10. He went in the car. Bam. It was done.
With a condom on him or not, or raw?
I don't know. He didn't say nothing to us because he came in and he was passing out food. We didn't trust him and all that shit because he was grabbing shit by his hands and we didn't even see him wash his hands and all that shit. So I didn't know.
Wow.
But other than that, I never paid for pussy because I don't really believe in that. And what I probably would or I probably already did. So, I can't knock the next nigga for, you know.
But I had a happy ending massage. And let me tell you something, man. That feeling of walking away afterwards and you're like, nigga, why isn't this
Was it worth it?
What?
What you say? Say it again, nigga.
Full ass massage, nigga. Like from the top to the bottom, turned over chest, everything, and then got jacked off.
That's nice.
Nigga,
wow.
And I got wiped off.
Wow.
Wait, what city was this?
Wow.
There's a lot of Thai massage places in North Hollywood that will do happy endings. I send my husband to them all the time, and my boy, my homeboy from Seattle goes there all the time.
Well, we're going to talk about it because
they probably got
some other...
Oh, wow, really? Wow, I need to come out there, yeah.
No, you said you don't believe in paying for pussy.
I know, but shit, sometimes I'll be like, shit, they might, you know, I might find something cheap. I don't know.
It's hey, if you could have got a $10 blowjob and you didn't, you're not tripping off of the price.
No. I didn't. I said I know did.
But I'm saying you couldn't.
You know, right now, I'm in a financial situation, so I can't be passing out money and all that.
$10, Don P. $10.
So I can go hustle there.
You don't got
$10.
Blowjob.
Oh, no, I got it, but I just ain't trying to give it to no holes.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I apologize, but yo, I want to give y'all a shout out. You know what I mean? I ain't think y'all would go even, you know, pick up or whatever. Shout out to Nate. I see him on the 5150. He's doing his thing. I want him to keep doing his thing. And shout out to you, Mama. This is the first time I'm seeing you on the show, so I didn't know who you was.
I'm Tangerine.
I hope y'all keep doing what y'all. I love what y'all doing. Much success. Shout out to y'all. I'm out.
Thank you, bro.
Bye, Don P. Well, that was fun.
Can a nigga give you your shout out? My name is Tangerine.
Well, because he called me Ma, I wanted him to know my name.
Right, we can fix all that.
I've only been on the air for how many minutes with them?
You've been on the air for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, so
by
now
how long is the show supposed to be? Hour 20.
Yeah, so I'm about to go because I have to go to the HBO event. You can stay and close it out. I just want to let everybody know that.
No, this is, you're not making a trend out of just leaving a nigga sitting here thing.
But it's your show.
That's fine. I'll talk, but let me get to the point that I want to make sure that you're here for.
Okay.
For fuck's sake. Tangerine has been sneaking off and winning fucking comedy competitions, you guys. She just started doing comedy just a little bit ago.
March 15th, 2018.
She's been on stage 9 times.
Eight times.
Fine. And on her fucking 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever the fuck, in less than this many times, the motherfucker done won a competition at a notable comedy club.
Can I say the name of the
club?
No. Okay.
So I think it's just time for you to just get talked to and get your, you know what? You know what? We come on this goddamn show once a week, and you have the audacity to stand here and practice your stand-up with me and get your notes and then go win the goddamn comedy competition and not even tell the community about it. You're out of line. But Tangerine went into this place, Flappers Comedy Club, Uncle Clyde's Comedy Competition, a year-long comedy competition with weekly, bi-weekly winners, monthly winners. It comes up to a big competition in, like, November. She's about to celebrate her birthday at the next one. And she's walking into the place, having been around comedy her whole life, never having grabbed the mic and jumped on stage for stand-up, and winning quietly. Explain your motherfucking self. Oh my God.
Well, first of all, yes, I started doing stand-up comedy on March 15th, and I just was going to go to an open mic that night. So the night before, or 2 nights before, I came over to Nate's house and was like, hey, these are some of the ideas I have for jokes. Can you help me develop them? And so we talked about them for a while, and then he made me stand up and deliver a comedy set to him. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning.
We weren't at the studio like we are now.
Yeah, now we're in the studio.
Yeah, we were at the house.
But that time we were at his apartment. He's just sitting on the couch in the middle of the night, and I'm standing there delivering a comedy set to just him. He introduced me up to the mic, which there wasn't one, and I performed that. So it helped me to just hear myself say the jokes out loud. So cut to, I did a bunch of open mics that week and the week after. I did a spot at the J Spot, and then I was told that I should audition for Flappers Comedy Club, and I auditioned, and the audition went well, I guess, because they immediately said, okay, we want to put you in our contest, and we want to put you in our database of our website so people can book talent and choose you. So last Wednesday was the first round of the competition for me, and they pick a first, second, and third place winner, and it's about 10 comics each night. And I won first place, and I was super excited.
10 comics at a comedy club.
And I invited Nate, but he couldn't come because he said he was going out of town to do his super funny comedy show up in Tacoma.
Tacktown.
And then it come to find out he was still in town for it, and he could have made it at the last minute.
What time was your show on Wednesday night?
8 p.m.
I was on a 7 o'clock flight.
Okay, so he wasn't here. No, because you said, how come you didn't have me insist that I come?
I wanted you to invite me.
I did invite you. You want me to pull up the text?
With like some time or whatever. Listen, this isn't about whether or not I could go.
So
this is about lifting you up because you're a champion. I wasn't able to go. I had to go do the Super Funny Comedy Show. I'm glad I was able to do that.
But his constant inspiration and encouragement of my career and just how nice he is to me is a very good for building
confidence. God damn it, it's not about me, Tangerine. You're going to take this shine and love.
Okay, but I'm just
Tangerine
saying.
Tangerine is a fucking star.
It helps me.
And she did not tell us she's been winning competitions.
I just won one.
I got your back. That's nothing.
But if you go to my Instagram, I happened to press record when they were calling out the winners, and I didn't realize they were going
to
say my name.
Go to official Tangerine. It's right here under her right now. You go, and you look at the video. You can see her winning. She's so happy. She high knees up to the stage.
And I also did the cabbage patch.
Some footage online we're not ready to tell you about, but there's some on there. And if you dig, you will see Tangerine Thomas doing very well on her showcase. A 4-minute and 33-second. She did great.
Thank you very much.
And God damn it, When our people do good, we got to do better at lifting each other up.
I appreciate
and
you, Nate.
And this is all
lift
up.
Thank
you. I started it out with, you know, I just wanted to do the sound effect shit, but on God, congratulations, you did great. You took something that was innately in you, and you've turned it into a whole nother product, another line of revenue, another way to put more tangerine out to the world. And you didn't just do it and it was okay. You did it and your ass is winning.
Thank you.
Beating people who've been doing comedy 3 and 4 and 5 years and shit. There was a guy there, she said, I don't know his name, but she said he did like 15 comedy competitions or some shit.
He had done hella festivals, and I was like reading his bio, like, why is he even here competing against the rest of us? He's clearly going to win.
And she walks in on her eighth time on stage and beats him. Decidedly. She was first place, somebody else was second place, somebody else was third place, and the guy we're talking about now didn't even place.
He didn't place.
And it's not because he was bad, it's because she was funny.
Thank you.
So, goddamn it, look out. Tangerine Thomas is out here grabbing these motherfucking microphones and rocking crowds, and her comedy coach is me, nigga, and I'm a motherfucking monster.
He is hilarious. And so I have a show, I'm going to do a guest spot at Flappers in Claremont.
With
who? Anybody's out there, with my good friend B.T. Kingsley.
B.T.!
This weekend on Friday. I have a show again at Flappers in Burbank on the 30th of May.
So you're just going to work all the Flappers.
Which is my birthday. So if you guys can make it to Flappers in Burbank for my birthday show, it'll be another competition.
Tell them about it. Where's the show? What's going on?
Flappers in Burbank. Just type in flapperscomedy.com.
What day?
It's a Wednesday.
What time?
It's my birthday. It's 8 p.m. Don't be late. Because that competition, I went up second. So if you're late, you would have missed me.
So this is on the 30th.
The 30th, my birthday, May 30th.
That,
yes.
What day of the
Flappers,
week is that?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
My favorite day of the week because I was actually born on a Wednesday.
We love Wednesdays. We need to do a commercial.
Okay, but we got to go quick because I got to get to this event.
There's a lot of places in the world that you could be, but on Wednesday, May 30th, it better be at Flappers in Burbank, California for Tangerine Thomas's birthday party and comedy show. Because this bitch is a star.
Aww, thanks.
And follow
Nate.
Her on Instagram and all that stuff. Her information
tangerine.
Has been under her the entire time. Right there, I want to say.
It's right here.
Boom. Tangerine Thomas at Official Tangerine on Instagram. Follow her, like her stuff, check out her videos. As for me, this week I have some dope shit coming up. Tonight I'll be on the 5150 show, Corey Holcomb's podcast.
Yay.
Then tomorrow night I'll be performing at the Savoy Entertainment Center in Inglewood for Chris Spencer and friends for Chris Spencer's birthday.
Oh, nice. That's tomorrow?
Well, I don't know if it's
Thursday?
His birthday, but it is Chris Spencer and friends.
Thursday, you said?
Wednesday. Tomorrow night, yeah.
Oh, the same night as Clayton's birthday.
So I'm going to try to slide into both if I can. But you know, one of them is going to last longer than the other one.
Yeah.
And you don't have to stay the whole time. You show face. That's how we get down in L.A. Saturday, the 12th, I'll be at the J Spot in Los Angeles.
Nice.
The next gig I have where I'm on the road. Actually, before I say that, I should say the North Hollywood, the NoHo Comedy Festival kicks off the 15th
Are you in
of
it?
May through the, yeah, the 15th through the, is that the 19th?
The 15th or the 19th at the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. They just asked me to do a drop for them when I was at the Ha Ha Cafe the night before last. I didn't know you were in it. Great.
Yeah,
great,
so
great,
I'm
great.
In it. There's myself and maybe 19, 20 other comics. And then they also have some bigger shows because I saw NoHo Comedy Festival on the billboard over the El Porto Theater.
Yeah.
I have two spots during the week. There's a whole bunch of comedy shows. But the 15th on Tuesday, I'll be on the Amp Radio Showcase at the Ha Ha Cafe.
Nice.
And on Thursday, the 17th. Oh, I'm sorry. The 15th is the kickoff event. And then the 17th is the Amp Radio Showcase Thursday night. So the 15th and 17th. Then, not to be the guy who's saying so many shows, but my next two out-of-town dates are on May 19th. I'm in Boston at Mosley on the Charles with Danger Bradley and the Nine Alarms Entertainment for the Firemen. It's myself, Jess Niche, and Rito Brown. So if you're in the Bean,
oh,
if you're
like
in Boston, bring your ass to Mosley's on the Charles. We'll be out there. I'm going to rip a hole in that motherfucker. And I got new shirts, new merch, so that'll be the first city that gets a hold of them. Other than that, on Memorial Day weekend, the 26th, I got the ladies' night out concert in Everett, Washington with Next, Troop, Belle Biv DeVoe, Michelle Lay, and Genuine.
Nice.
So I'll be doing that. Y'all been cool?
Do a double shot because somebody asked me.
A double shot?
Yeah, somebody asked me to.
Oh, a two shot.
Yeah, somebody wanted to know what I was wearing earlier, and I'm just in shorts today.
Nothing.
I'm wearing something. It's hot today.
Yeah. Should make your ass clap for the high five part. Oh my God, on camouflage panties.
All right, I got to go.
Violation. Don't be coming here with all them goddamn sweets and biscuits out.
And puppies. Sweets and biscuits and puppies.
Sweets, biscuits, and puppies. It's like a new cartoon. All right, man. Thank y'all very much for tuning in. It was graciously, greatly appreciated. I'm going to end this the way she hates that I do, but you need to know.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
I got to get out of here. I should have been there.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to The Nate Jackson Radio Show. The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure you tune in to the next episode of The Nate Jackson Show.